ComNav Air 4 Instruction 3500.20 Delta Aircraft Carrier Training and Readiness Manual. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 5. Prerequisite Inspections, Certifications, and Assessments for Integrated Phase Training. 1. What are used to ensure all aspects of unit management and operations which influence combat readiness are considered under normal day-to-day conditions? Inspections, Certifications, Assessments, and Assist Visits. India Charlie, Alpha Victors. 2. Which series contains a complete listing of all inspections, certifications, assessments, and assist visits? ComNav Air 4 Instruction 5040.1. 3. Which type of ICAV is defined as a periodic on-site evaluation, audit, or examination of operational proficiency, material conditions, or other valid program requirements by external organizations? Inspection. 4. Which type of ICAV is defined as a periodic evaluation or examination of equipment and/or systems for the specific purpose of providing the license, permit, or the authorization necessary for operation of equipment or systems? Certification. 5. Which type of ICAV is defined as a periodic evaluation of the key systems, processes, and results of an organization following an established framework and methodology? Assessment. 6. Which type of ICAV is defined as a periodic or, as needed, on-site visit to aid a unit in evaluating operational proficiency, material conditions, or other valid program requirements by an external organization? Assist visit. 7. In accordance with which series will the TICOM ensure carriers complete all basic phase inspections, certifications, and assessments that are prerequisites for achieving IU-RFT operations? USFF or CPF Instruction 3000.15. 8. The objective of which type of inspection is to eliminate aircraft and crew losses and prevent damage to equipment due to maintenance errors? Alpha Lima Romeo Echo Mike Papa. 9. Which series sets forth policies, programs, and an organizational structure governing the ALREMP? OPNAV Instruction 4790.15. 10. Catapult accumulator inspections are conducted in accordance with which series? CPF or CLF 4790.3. 11. Routine catapult accumulator inspections will be conducted at least once every how many months by the TICOM SGPI? 18. 12. Routine catapult accumulator inspections may be conducted as early as 12 months or as late as how many months to provide scheduling flexibility? 24. 13. All diesel engines, including main propulsion, ship's service, and emergency diesel generators on board ships, shall be inspected in accordance with NAVC Sierra 9233-Charlie Juliet Handbook 010 or 020 and which series? OPNAV Instruction 9220.3. 14. Diesel engines shall be inspected in accordance with periodicities required by which series? CNAF Instruction 5040.1. 15. Which type of inspection assesses the current condition of the ship's electrical system, minor repairs within the scope of operator qualifications, definitions of repairs beyond the scope of operator's qualifications, training of operator personnel, certifications of systems for operational use, and maintenance of records? Pre-deployment Electrical Power Survey Inspection, PEPSI. 16. How often must Central Office of Record audits be conducted of electronic key management systems? Biannually. 17. A formal report will be prepared and forwarded to the unit's commanding officer and Naval Communications Materials System N7 within how many days from the final day of the Central Office of Record EKMS audit? 30. 18. At minimum, an EKMS account pre-audit from the COR audit team should be conducted how many days prior to a scheduled COR audit? 90. 19. Central Office of Record audits will be unannounced and conducted in accordance with the procedures outlined in which series? EKMS-3. 20. CVN Special Security Officer will conduct mandatory annual self-inspections on each sensitive compartmented information facilities and security awareness education at least how often to document and validate continued security of SCIF's operations, identification of deficiencies, and to document corrective action plans. Annually. 21. The Shipboard Explosives Safety Inspection shall be conducted in accordance with which publication? NOSSA Instruction 8023.12 Bravo. 22. The Shipboard Explosives Safety Self-Assessment should be a continual process and shall be accomplished and documented at least once in the established Shipboard Explosives Safety Inspection periodicity, but no less than how many days prior to the SESI. 90. 23. To be rated satisfactory, a ship must obtain a score of what or better on the Shipboard Explosives Safety Inspection. 70. 24. All ships shall complete a Shipboard Explosives Safety Inspection once every 36 months and no less than how many days following a Technical Safety Assistance Team visit. 90. 25. 3M inspections will be scheduled and conducted by the ComNav AirLant or ComNav AirPAC 3M team in accordance with ComNav AirLant or ComNav AirPAC instruction 4790.1 series during the FRTP not to exceed a how many month periodicity. 36. 27. Which series sets forth responsibilities and procedures for maintenance and testing of fixed flight deck, hangar deck, weapons elevators, and JP-5 pump rooms AFFF systems for CVNs. CNAF Instruction 9555.1. 28. Which certification verifies the system's ability to provide electrical signals representative of wind direction and speed for computation of flight deck crosswind and headwind conditions, computation of wind vectors for weapons launch systems, and recording by meteorological equipment? Wind Measuring and Indicating System, Whiskey Mike, India Sierra. 29. Flight deck and CATCC certification shall be conducted in accordance with which series? CNAP or CNAL Instruction 3500.71. 30. Which certification is used to validate and certify the AN or SPN-41 Independent Landing Monitor? Precision Approach and Landing System, Papa Alpha, Lima Sierra. 31. How many types of tactical air navigation certifications are there? 2. 32. The Search and Rescue Certification shall be in accordance with which series? OPNAV Instruction 3130.6. 33. The ESSMS or NSSMS certification is conducted in how many phases during basic phase unit level training? 3. 34. ESSMS or NSSMS certification will be conducted in accordance with which series? ComNav Air Force Instruction 3600.1. 35. Who promulgates the requirement for all tactical data link equipped ships to complete TDL operational verification? ComNav NetWarCom. 36. What provides a uniform method of assuring CVN's integrated navigation suite can effectively and safely support the CVN's navigation requirements? Navigation Systems Certification, NavCert. 37. ECDISN certification requirements can be found in which series? CNSL or CNAF Instruction 3530.4. 38. What will act as the certification authority for aviation fuels facilities and equipment? NAVAIR. 39. The RADHAS certification validates the safe and correct installation of RADHAS cutout zones whenever a ship alt has been accomplished, which affects the RADHAS zones, or if it has been more than how many years since the last certification. 3. 40. Which certification validates the safe, correct, and interference-free installation of weapons systems pointing and firing cutout zones? Pointing and firing cutouts, PAPA and Foxtrot Charlie Oscar. 41. which certification assesses the operability and maintainability of the ship's magazine sprinkler system following completion of an availability or following major system repairs. Magazine Sprinkler System, Mike Sierra Sierra Charlie. 42. The Oil Pollution Abatement or Oily Water Separator certification shall be conducted in accordance with which series? NAVC Instruction 9593.2. 43. The aircraft carrier C5RA will normally be scheduled as a single event encompassing a period of how many days? 14. 44. Which trials verify and validate that a ship's combat or weapons systems have been installed correctly and can be operated and maintained in a safe and effective manner? Combat Systems Ship Qualification Trials, Charlie Sierra, Sierra Quebec Tangos. 45. Combat Systems Ship Qualification Trials should be scheduled in accordance with which series? NAVC 9093. 46. The Religious Ministry Team Assessment shall be conducted in accordance with which series? CNAF Instruction 1730.2. 47. The ship's CSG is responsible for conducting a navigation assessment in accordance with which series? CNSF or CNAF Instruction 3530.4. 48. The shipboard weapons and cargo handling elevators are supported through the Elevator Assessment and Repair Program, which is executed by the Elevator Support Unit on a how-many-month cycle? 18. 49. Which program provides direct fleet support for maintenance and modernization of shipboard elevators? Elevator Support Unit, Echo Sierra Uniform. 50. Weapons and cargo elevator assessments are conducted following the guidance outlined in S9086-Zulu November-Sierra Tango Mike-010 or Charlie Hotel 772 and which series? COM US Fleet 4 COM Instruction 4790.3. 51. Aircraft elevator assessments should be conducted in accordance with guidance set forth in NSTM Chapter 588 and which series? CLF or CPF 4790.3. 52. How many phases is anti-terrorism training divided into? 4. 53. Anti-terrorism phase training, completion of phase 4, will not exceed how many months, regardless of operational status? 24. 54. The mine readiness assessment is conducted every how many months during COMP2X for all CVNs by the WSAT to assess the ability of the ship to build mines in support of operational tasking? 36. 55. A weapons operational readiness assessment is conducted every how many months during COMP2X or the pre-deployment sustainment phase for all CVNs? 36. 56. The torpedo readiness assessment or technical assist visit can be requested to include all or a portion of the activity's capability following the guidance in which series? COMNAV Air 4 Instruction 8510.1. 57. The torpedo readiness assessment or technical assist visit shall not be scheduled less than how many days prior to the planned TRA? 60. 58. What is used to ensure the ship's crew is on track to complete a follow-on 3MI in the requisite time frame? 3MA. 59. 3M assessments will not take place less than 13 weeks following a CNO availability or when crew turnover is greater than what percent in 12 months following a 3M assist and training event? 50%. 60. Which type of visit is used to review and provide technical assistance, advice, and training to fleet weapons personnel? Weapons Safety Assistance Team, Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango. 61. Which team is available upon request to assist carrier air departments in order to achieve levels of standardization, safety, and efficiency required to support flight and hangar deck operations? Aircraft Handling Team, Alpha Hotel Tango. 62. All CVN safety departments will be assessed in accordance with periodicities required by CNAF Instruction 5040.1 and which other series? CNAF Instruction 5100.3. 63. The ship's assistant safety officer, who is also an industrial hygiene officer, is responsible for updating the baseline industrial hygiene survey at least how often? Biannually. 64. What conducts the shipboard safety survey? Naval Safety Center. 65. 3M assistant training visits shall be conducted every 9 to how many months after a 3MI? 15. 66. 3M guidance is prescribed in which series? ComNav Air Lant or ComNav Air Pack 4790.1. 67. Typically, the supply management assist will be scheduled by the TICOM how many days prior to the supply management inspection? 60 to 90. 68. What is the DON's process of formally inspecting shipboard IA posture based on DOD, DON, DISA, and National Institute of Standards and Technology Standards? Cybersecurity Inspection and Certification Program, Charlie Sierra India, Charlie Papa. 69. Notification of the cybersecurity inspection schedule for a ship normally occurs how many days prior to the actual inspection? 120. 70. Which type of visits provide dedicated waterfront support, enhanced availability planning, improved deployment readiness, judicious use of maintenance dollars, and enhanced communications between ship's force, TICOM, and the Navy technical community? CVN Engineering Maintenance Assist Team, Charlie Echo, Mike Alpha Tango. 71. The magazine Sprinkler System Verification assesses configuration and operability of the ship's magazine sprinkler system following the guidance outlined in which series? COM-US Fleet 4 COM Instruction 4790.3. 72. Which type of visit provides on-site training in intermediate-level aviation weapons inspection, conventional ammunition sentencing, airborne weapon change or airborne weapon bulletin compliance assistance, quick-strike mine assembly and weapons testing or programming? Mobile Ordnance Training Team, Mike Oscar Tango Tango. 73. The Aviation Ordnance Readiness Review will be conducted in accordance with OPNAV Manual 8000.16 and which series, as directed by the TICOM Force Weapons Officer. CNAF Instruction 8000.16. 74. A 3M training team shall be a minimum how many member team led by the XO with the 3M officer and 3M coordinators serving as primary assistants? 30. 75. CVNs are required to complete how many BRM per OFRP? 2. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.